This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 155th birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon people to resolve to imbibe the values of truth, non-violence, love and purity, and with the idea of the India of Mahatma Gandhi's dreams, strive to continuously advance the development of the country and society. Paying tribute to the father of the nation, President Murmu said, "The life of Bapu, an ardent follower of truth and non-violence, is a unique message for the entire humanity." She said, "Mahatma Gandhi inspired people to follow the path of peace and cooperation." A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarvadharma Prarthana Sabha has been organized at the Samadhi of Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat in the national capital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Swachh Bharat Divas program in New Delhi. The event marks the completion of 10 years of the launch of one of the most significant mass movements for cleanliness, the Swachh Bharat Mission. During the program, Mr. Modi will launch and lay the foundation stone for several projects related to sanitation and cleanliness, worth over 9,600 crore rupees. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his birth anniversary today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Jharkhand today. Mr. Modi is scheduled to launch Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over ₹79,000 crore. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple projects under PM Janman, collectively valued at over 83,300 crore rupees. PM will inaugurate 40 Eklavya schools and will lay foundation stone of 25 Eklavya schools. These programs will be at campus of Vinoba Bhave University. Later, Mr. Modi will address public meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Hazaribagh. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Haryana, with the polling date approaching closer. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows, garnering support for their party candidates. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting in the third phase concluded peacefully. The final phase registered a voter turnout of 65.58% till 7 p.m. yesterday. The highest 72.91% voting has reported in Udhampur district. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that J&K assembly elections have marked a significant deepening of democracy, which will continue to inspire the democratic spirit of the region for years to come. The government has notified the reconstitution of the Monetary Policy Committee. The governor of the RBI is the ex-official chairperson of the committee. The new external members are Professor Ram Singh, director of Delhi School of Economics, economist Saugata Bhattacharya, and director and chief executive of the Institute for Studies in Industrial Development, Dr. Nagesh Kumar. The committees shall hold office for 4 years with immediate effect or until further orders. Iran has launched at least 180 missiles into Israel last night in response to the killing of senior Hezbollah and Hamas officials, sending Israelis rushing to bomb shelters and raising fears of all-out war in the region. Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari said there were no reports of casualties from Tuesday's attack and that the army does not see any more threats in our airspace. Daniel Hagari has further said that the Israeli Air Force will strike powerfully in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said the missile attack was defeated in part due to coordination between the U.S., Israel and partners. Miller did not specify which other countries. In view of prevailing situation in the region, the Embassy of India in Tel Aviv has advised Indian nationals in Israel to stay vigilant and adhere to the safety protocols as advised by local authorities. The embassy requested them to exercise caution, avoid unnecessary travel within the country and stay close to safety shelters. And that is the end of this news bulletin.